Tomorrow marks the first time since the 1970s that the SAT will be offered in the summer. We're going to take a look at what the earlier date could mean for the hundreds of thousands of students who'll be taking the college entrance exam and which students this is actually helping. Alyssa Nadworny from the NPR Ed team has our story.
When I asked students about how they're getting ready for tomorrow's SAT, nearly everyone mentioned breakfast.
Oatmeal is delicious, and it kind of feels like the food you should be eating for a big test.
Me, I like to get egg and sausage before I take the test.
Both Anna Dillahunt from Tennessee and Fabrice Charles from Boston said having a full stomach is key. Blossom Pionwi from Washington, D.C. recommends getting a good night's sleep.
8 hours. Don't be up on social media and things. And relax. Don't overthink it.
No one was especially excited about sitting for the test on a summer Saturday. But Anna Dillahunt is relieved to have an option to take it early.
During the school year, especially when you have lots of AP and honors classes, it can be really hard to manage the workload.
For our kids, it just opened up a world of access that just wasn't even there before.
Jennifer Ertl helps run the College Readiness Department at Houston's public school system.
The counselors across the nation have been begging SAT to do one earlier because October is just too late.
The August test comes a full 6 weeks before the October test, which is traditionally the first time in the school year that students can take the SAT. The earlier date lets seniors get the scores before college applications are due. It also helps students who are applying early. Fabrice Charles, the 17-year-old in Boston, took the SAT last spring, but he'll be trying to get a better score tomorrow to qualify for more college money.
If I can get 1260 points on the SAT.
He says he'll qualify for a full-ride scholarship at BU.
Boston University.
His test tomorrow will be free. He's among the nearly 25% of students that use a fee waiver from the College Board. But waivers are distributed by school counselors, so they can be harder to get during the summer, in those crucial weeks before the registration deadline.
I think ultimately it's mostly going to help middle and upper class students.
That's Lori Chaget, who co-directs the nonprofit College Access Research and Action. She says it's a smart marketing move.
The College Board is going to collect more money. I think that many families will be interested in getting an edge for their child.
The August test date puts the SAT a few weeks ahead of its competitor, the ACT. That test is in early September.
This seems like, what's the harm? It's one extra test date. But I think what is going to happen is it is going to create more inequity.
Chaget points to research that shows academic loss over the summer months, especially in low-income communities. Sure, there might be time for an SAT prep class, but that can be expensive. Some cost thousands of dollars. There are some free study options online. Khan Academy offers study tools and practice tests. Fabrice Charles used it to study this summer.
I didn't practice like every day, but I practiced like often, like almost every day.
He has internet at home. But the Pew Research Center says nearly 5 million families with school-aged children don't. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Washington.